slacks, shoes, socks, and belts. Tailoring is available, so stop in the Dress for Success shop and let them fit you perfectly. Hours are 8 till 5, Monday through Friday, noon till 4, Saturday. The public is always welcome.
With United Express flights direct to Chicago, the possibilities are endless. Well-timed flights from Houghton County Memorial Airport provide passengers with access to nearly 570 daily flights heading to more than 125 domestic and more than 30 international destinations. United connects Chicago to more of the world than any other airline. Plus, frequent flyer members can accrue United Mileage Plus miles to use for award travel on United and its 28 Star Alliance partners. It's close to home and reliable. Book now at united.com.
Are you frustrated with the rising cost of insurance? Join the crowd. Whether you're single, married, have a house full of kids, are retired and aging gracefully, whatever your situation, the Turbo Agency can help you put together an insurance program that both fits your budget and provides the insurance protection you need and deserve. The Turbo Agency, an independent insurance agency, offering more insurance companies to choose from. More choices, more options, more security, more peace of mind. The Turbo Agency, serving the entire Keweenaw from downtown Hancock.
Welcome back here on the Mel Pearson Show. Dirk Hemroff along with head coach Mel Pearson. The Huskies getting set to take on Minnesota State Mankato for the final two games of the regular season. So much riding on these two games. It's going to be a lot of fun, and we hope everybody tunes in here on Mix 93. Well, coach, we don't have the luxury of home ice this weekend and having our whole roster at our disposal, and I don't expect you to tell us what the lineup is going to be here on Monday.
Well, I don't know, Dirk, so I'm not going to
tell you. We don't know. But, I mean, what is going to be the process here of figuring out who we're taking down here, and what lines do you expect that have been together to stay together?
Well, we've got a pretty good idea, obviously, of the players that are going to make the trip for the most part. We've been spending the last week and, like, yesterday we practiced and just trying to fine-tune our lineup. And, you look at their lineup a little bit and you just don't know what the matchups are going to be or what Coach Hastings, who he wants to play. He gets the final change. So so we're going to make some tweaks to our lines just, so anybody can play against anybody on their team. So our staff will feel comfortable with putting out any line. So for the most part, you have, Blake and David, Johnstone and Reed Sterl, so they'll be together. I know Tanner and Alex Patan will be together with somebody on that wing. We don't know who it's going to be yet. Could be Blake Hietala, who's played very well there. And obviously Neville and Ike have played, Mike Neville and CJ Ike have played a lot together. And we'll see what happens there. We had some guys sit out against Northern that are back and healthy. So we've had Malcolm Gould on that line. We've had Blake Hietala on that line. We've had different people on that line with those two guys. So, and then Jake Johnson's played well and Dennis Ricks together. So those two guys will be on the line. So, and then we'll piece the rest of the guys together. Daniel Holmberg played well against Northern. We have Brent Baltus. Tyler Hainanen's getting healthy again. I would have liked to have played him, but he's been, he had a real...
Yeah, what can you tell us about
him? Well, he had a lower body injury that really affected his skating, and so he was out for quite a while with that. And he's back skating with us now and healthy, but it's really hard to just throw him in the game when the games are so important right now. So, but at least he's back healthy. So I think we're as healthy as we've been all year. The extra week here has given us some time to heal some guys and get some rest. And, we still have bumps and bruises. It's that time of year. We were talking last night, I think it was September 15th when we first went out. And, here we are into March. And we've seen a lot of sports seasons come, start, and end. But, it is what it is. But we're anxious to play. The players are anxious. I mean, they can see, the playoffs right in front of them, and they're an excited group to get going and going to play against a good team. So, like I said, the only injury we have is Dan Sova will have surgery tomorrow on his wrist again, and he's out for the year.
Okay.
So the wrist just never quite healed, It's just, he tried to play with it there, and, it just wasn't the same. And he's going to have surgery. He could have waited till after the year, but he decided to get it done now so he can pursue some other things come next fall. So we wish him all the best, and obviously speedy recovery. And that's tough. It's tough on Dan because he's your senior year and a good competitor, and no one likes to end their season or their senior year that way of their career.
Well, what I wanted to ask you, I guess, then, with these guys that you're pretty certain are going to be paired up together in lines and combinations and with some holes still yet to be filled, is this a three-day tryout still for some of these guys that are on the bubble?
A little bit, yeah. You know, we're going to watch practice very close, and, you know, we told them that yesterday, and then we have to make decisions. You know, we have to make some tough decisions on some players because we feel everybody can play and contribute, which is good. You know, on defense, we're basically down to seven healthy bodies, so all those seven guys will play. It's good to see Jimmy Davis play against Northern Michigan, play well, and you know, he's back in the mix to play, so that's good. And then our goaltending situation, obviously, Phoenix coming off a real good game at Northern. You like to keep playing for the goaltender's sake, both Jamie and Phoenix, and also Matt. You know, keep going. That's one thing I worry about, the goalies. You know, it's going to be 2 weeks since we played games. So, but anyway, they look good in practice. We're trying to do some game type situations in practice just to keep them sharp.
We played at Northern Michigan in our last game. Big sheet of ice. Does that help not having gone back now to the NHL rink in a game before we go down to Minnesota State, or is that not a big deal?
Well, Minnesota State's was Olympic size ice, and when Coach Hastings down there, but they changed it.
I forgot about that.
They moved it in a little bit, so
I forgot all about that.
Yeah, it's I think it's not 200 by 100, but it's not 200 by 85. I think it's 200 by 90, so it's a little bit smaller than Olympic, a little bit bigger than the NHL.
Similar to Wisconsin. They're not right there either.
Yeah, no, and they still have some big corners, so there's a lot of room, a lot of ice to cover, and, you know, unfortunately, we just don't have an Olympic ice sheet here in town to practice on. Like a lot of teams, like Northern Michigan, for example, when they go from their Olympic sheet and they got to go play someone on an NHL standard rink, they'll go over to Lakeview or somewhere else. Or I know a lot of other teams do that. They have another rink that they can go to just to accommodate and get used to playing on that type of ice surface. There is a difference. You wouldn't think it's that big a deal, but it is. You know, the bigger corners, there's a lot more room. You have to watch penalty killing, how far out you go, because a lot of teams try and draw you out from the net in that space. And so anyway, we'll make some tweaks and some adjustments, but we'll get to practice there Thursday night and then Friday morning.
Do you guys turn the ice around at all in preparation for the big sheet, you know, where you use the width instead of the, you know?
Yeah, no, well, you know,
I've seen some teams do that.
Well, we play some small area games here and there, but that's not necessarily for that purpose. It's just more for our transition game or whatnot.
Well, it's going to be great. You were talking about Dennis Ricks and Jacob Johnston. How well Jacob really has come on here in his senior year, especially
the second
half.
Yeah, it's good to see. I mean, he's turned the corner, so to speak, and he's just playing. He's just out there playing now, and he's got really good speed, and he can really shoot the puck. Like, he's got one of the best snapshots on our team. So, hopefully, he's got his best hockey still ahead of him here. He's a key guy coming into this weekend with that little bit of extra room and with his speed and the way he skates. You know, he's going to be able to put some pressure on defensemen down in Minnesota State. And we're on him to shoot the puck because he does have a great shot. So anytime he gets in over that blue line, he's got a chance to beat a goaltender.
You mentioned Jimmy Davis and how well he played in his first game back at Northern Michigan on Saturday night. And obviously he'll be potentially a guy that could be big this weekend if he gets in the lineup.
Well, Jimmy, yeah, it was good for him to get in that game. It was really good to get in that game just to get up to sort of hockey speed, game speed, and game speed situations, because, you know, practice is practice, but once you get in a game, it's a lot different, you know. And and I thought he did a great job, you know. Played a simple game, and that's all you want. And it's tough for him to get thrown into an Olympic sheet, too, where there's a lot more room. And I just thought he did an outstanding job for the time of, you know, he hadn't played at all this year, except for an exhibition game early in the year. And I thought he did a great job. So it's nice to know you have a guy like him who you can throw in and count on and be, you know, really trust him. But that's the way Jimmy Davis is. If you see him in a practice every day and the way he works, I mean, doesn't surprise me he's ready to play.
Taking the three defensemen, freshman defensemen, Chris Leibinger, Shane Hanna, Cliff Watson, which one of those three has surprised you the most this season? I think I asked you this halfway through the season. Wow. I want to ask you now because they've been so... Well, I know there's been some dips here and there, but for the most part, they've been pretty solid.
Yeah, they've been real solid. They've had their moments, but you know, I think they've all surprised me, you know, in their own way. Now, Shane offensively is, you know, he leads... Going into this weekend, he led all defensemen in scoring in the WSHA as a freshman, which is incredible. And there's some pretty good defensemen. So just in itself is pretty amazing. So if someone asked me, well, Shane Hanna's going to come in and lead all defensemen in scoring in the WCHA as freshman season, I guess I would be most surprised in that. But, you know, Cliff Watson, we play him against other teams' top lines every night as a freshman. And here's a guy we, you know, picked up later on in the recruiting process. And, you know, and he's come in and from day one has been, you know, just solid. You know, I just, you can't say enough about his play. And then Chris Leibringer, you know, is a tough